Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
Good day. Good on ya. Greg the Dive Master here, back from Australia. And sporting a nice little Crocodile Dundee hat made out of buffalo, crocodile, and crocodile teeth. And I am styling, am I not, Bill, the producer?
No, you are not.
Thank you.
Craig the Dive Master.
Thank you.
I think you're styling.
But I am back from Australia, despite how I look. And and we got a huge show for you today. I mean, not only did we do our first two broadcasts from Down Under, obviously, I got to reflect on some of the adventures that I had since the last broadcast from Australia. We got a lot of stuff to cover today. A lot of stuff has happened back here in the States since I went down under and checked firsthand to find out if indeed the toilet water flushes the opposite direction
down under. We already found that out.
Well, we found that out in Fiji. But Fiji is in Australia, Mermaid Angela.
That's true.
And Mermaid Jen is here as well, if not... if that wasn't enough, we have Mermaid Nikki, we have a major announcement about Nikki. Something has changed for her.
She's now a man.
She is now.
She seems taller. Is that it?
Well, you know,
she has chin extensions. And blonder.
Just like the Garibaldi fish can change sex when needed, Mermaid Nikki has had a similar type of thing happen in her life this week, and so we're going to discuss.
What? Did Greg got a sex change?
No.
Is that what you're talking about?
No, you're late to the party there, Nikki. You just go back to your corner until I call you to the front of the class. But Mermaid Nikki has a major announcement for everyone on Scuba Radio today.
Yay!
That's right! Single Scott is with us in the studio today, too. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
SingleScott.com. Check him out on the line, and maybe he will travel with you on your next dive adventure. And, of course, if that weren't enough, CJ is here. Hanging with Bill, the producer.
Did I miss Halloween? What's with the hat?
It's Australian, dude.
Dude, you seriously took Goofy to a whole nother place.
I did go to Disneyland when I was in L.A., but I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Yeah, it's a goofy-looking hat.
No, this is Australian, man.
I mean,
goodbye, mate.
Scott,
you know, Hugh Jackman was just voted sexiest man alive, according to People magazine.
And that has what to do with you?
Well, I didn't submit photo of my Australian hat, and that's why.
Scott could probably pull it off. Bill could definitely pull it off.
Yeah?
Not sure about you. Maybe it's because it's over the headphones.
Yeah, it looks a little small.
Yeah, that's why.
Oh.
It's kind of over the whole headphone.
Yeah,
can I have that?
Can you have what?
Your hat.
No.
Oh,
Well, where's ours, Greg? You didn't bring us back any souvenirs?
Oh, I brought you back something, but it got blocked in customs.
Wow.
You know? it actually came through the digestive system a little bit earlier than it was supposed to. You know what I'm saying?
Can you really consider a baby kangaroo corpse a gift? That's seriously. Is that what that smell is?
Yeah, that's what it is, all right. I ate kangaroo. I did eat kangaroo.
Does it taste like chicken?
Oh, man.
Yeah, it does not taste like chicken. It actually tastes like filet mignon.
It's
amazing. It's an amazing meat to eat.
I'd imagine it'd be like tough and gamey.
No, it's not. You got to fix it a special way, evidently. And obviously, in Australia, they know how to do that. But I got to tell you, it won't be the last time I'm eating a kangaroo.
Does it box you?
Yeah, I see a kangaroo. Like, look out, buddy. I'm coming for you.
Roo is for you.
It's like the lobster meat of Australia, I guess. I don't know. It's kind of nutty.
Really overpopulated, right? So they're probably just slaughtering them bad boys.
No, exactly. Yeah, they got too many of them, so let's just eat them. Eat them all, I tell you. No, as everyone in Australia, you know, the lady who was like showing us around the area was not a meat eater. And so when I told her we had kangaroo the night before, she goes, "Oh my God!" She didn't really appreciate the fact that we were eating Skippy, as she said. Evidently, Skippy is a popular kangaroo in Australia.
Is that like Flipper of the...
It's kind of like the Bambi.
Bambi,
of Australia.
Okay, gotcha.
Evidently, Skippy is a Skippy the kangaroo in Australia. So when you say kangaroo, they're like, "Oh, you ate Skippy."
They must
like,
be really concerned
yeah,
about
he was delicious.
Choosy mothers then.
He was what?
They must be really concerned about choosy mothers
yeah, exactly.
in Australia.
Of course they are. Yeah. So anyway, it was an awesome trip. Since our last broadcast, I had completed two more dives on day trips, one out of Mission Bay, and this was like the cap of the diving for the 2 week adventure down under for me. I actually did a wreck dive out of a place called Mission Bay.
Oh, I lived there.
You lived in Mission Bay, Australia?
I thought when you stopped in San Diego, you dove that wreck.
No.
Mission Bay. Okay.
This is still in Australia. You're talking about San Diego, right?
Yes.
The Yukon, maybe?
Exactly.
Yeah, no, that we didn't do that. When we came back to the States, we did Disneyland and did, you know.
It's not the same.
Nemo's New Ride. So that was the closest I got to a wreck dive.
Was that fun?
No.
So
no,
anyway, Mission Bay.
Yeah, Mission Bay. Yeah, by the way, going to the Nemo ride from Australia, where I'm actually playing with real clownfish, it just didn't cut it.
And I would
Disneyland.
Like everyone to realize that although he went to Disneyland and rode on the Nemo ride,
yeah.
he didn't take his children with him to Australia or to Disneyland.
And your point is what?
He traveled with an adult male friend.
Yeah.
Close friend.
Okay, well, that's enough of that.
A Joey, they call
All
him.
All right, so...
Were you wearing that hat?
I was in Australia... You guys suck.
That's all he was wearing.
He was wearing a couple hats that
day. Hey, now. Who's in charge of this fiasco anyway? Now, look, I was in Australia. The last dive I did was on a wreck in Mission Bay, which is south of Cairns, Australia, and about an hour and a half drive south on the coast, northern Queensland, northeast side of Australia. And it was the first wreck dive we did in Australia. We were in about 100 feet. It was like a 250-foot-long vessel. It sank in like 1890, and it still has a very nice structure to the wreck. So it's not all just, you know, rubble, so to speak, for a wreck you would consider being down that long. And actually, you can still tell it's a wreck and all that kind of good stuff. This thing was teeming with marine life, and not just marine life, but it was the first time for our diving adventures where I saw sea snakes. Now, those were one of the two animals that I was warned about before I went to Australia. One was the jellyfish, box jelly, which are, you know, they touch you, sting you, you're dead in like 5 minutes. And they say, you don't want to be stung by them. I'm like, okay, I'm not worried about no stinking jellyfish.
No.
I'm a man, I tell you. I don't care what they say. And so the jellyfish were not out yet. They're going into summer. Everything's upside down there. So they're actually going into summer. It was very hot, and that's when the jellyfish, the box jelly, start to come in and be a factor. And they tell everyone that you must wear some, skin, or they call them stinger suits. And so all the dive boats, they rent these like lycra skins. Is what we might term them here in the States. But they call them stinger suits. So you'd wear, you know, as long as you're wearing a wetsuit, if you did see a jellyfish, hopefully, and you did rum up against it, you would be covered and you'd be fine. So, but we didn't see any. I didn't see any jellyfish. And I didn't see any sea snakes till that last dive on the wreck. And matter of fact, I saw them before we even got in the water. These sea snakes breathe
Why
air.
Why did they take off their clothes?
Okay, quit it. Now
They breathe air.
They actually come up to the surface and breathe just like a mammal kind
of
thing.
Are they regular snakes?
And they have to come up periodically like a turtle and breathe, and then they go back down to the bottom and hang out for hours, and then they come up, take another breath. So these all of a sudden we're at the dive site anchoring. Oh, just be quiet! You wait your turn, young lady.
Were there any women diving with you?
Yeah,
because I think it would be scary for a woman to have a snake that comes up to the cervix.
No, that was later on. Now, no, so the sea snake.
Those are the spitting cobras.
Yes. The sea snake, for those of you who don't know, evidently are the most venomous creature in the world.
Yeah, I heard that.
And the venom of a sea snake will literally kill you in a matter of a minute or two if you aren't given the proper anti-venom. Now, they do have an anti-venom now for sea snakes. So, and they said, they told me this when I saw them. I was like, hey, that's one of those sea snakes, right? They're really venomous, right? And I'm like, yeah, don't worry about it. There's an anti-venom now, and it's not a problem.
What's it, a cold shower?
You take the anti-venom if you get bit, and everything's fine. But and I said, and how long do you have to live? Oh, 2-3 minutes. And then how far away are we from shore right now? Oh, about 20. And so something didn't quite add up there.
See, kids, that's why it's important to study your math in school.
Exactly.
It could save your life one day.
This is true. But it ends up that the venom or the fangs of a sea snake are far back in their jaw. So you literally have to stick your finger down their throat to the point where they could actually, you know, use their fang to inject the venom. So it's very, very, very rare that you could get bit by a sea snake. Unless you were sticking your finger down their throat, you know. So as long as you don't do that, and they're very docile. I mean, they're actually, it was interesting. They could have cared less about us once we got in the water. But there was that little voice in the back of your head, like when you're jumping off for your first night dive, when you're getting in the cage for a great white shark dive adventure, that's saying, okay, this is a little nutty. Are you really sure you want to do this? These are sea snakes. They will kill you. They will kill you!
And you're here, so I gather you did not get bit.
I
did not get bit.
That's the same voice that failed you when you were trying on that hat.
How ironic. So I got to tell you, I went down and I dived the wreck. I see sea snakes all over. I'm not talking to like 10 of them. I'm talking like probably over 100 sea snakes are lined up around the base of this wreck. And it's teeming with marine life, turtles.
How big are they?
Jacks, the snakes. Let's see. Let me show you. Now, yep, that's about it. Now, I'd say they're anywhere from about 4 feet long and maybe a couple inches in diameter, like a good sized snake. I mean, you know, but and they swim along kind of like eels,
I've
like skinny
bigger.
Eels.
So they swim kind of like a snake swims.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Like a writhing motion?
Like a sea snake. Like a what? Say that again, Jen.
A writhing motion, or can you describe it for us?
A writhing motion.
Writhing.
Writhing. Oh, yes, the sea snakes were writhing, all
right. Can we get Greg a thesaurus, Bill? Undulating.
No. Oh, yeah, they were doing that for sure. Yeah, no, they were cool critters, and I got them on video. We're going to put together a nice little video for the website here soon that we hope... I think it'll turn out pretty good because I got some great footage.
I think I understand what you're trying to demonstrate there with the physical action that you're demonstrating, but do snakes really have hips? I don't even understand what you're trying to do there.
Well, it's the...
That's that undulating.
Yes, exactly. That's the undulation.
The detachable jaw.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just don't stick your finger in it, whatever you do.
Or too deep.
Yeah, you just don't want to go too deep with your... Well, that's enough of that. All right, so anyway, yeah, I got video, I got pictures. It's all going to show up at scubaradio.com. But, hey, we got some news to share with you next about Nikki. Stay close. She's still a woman.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We got all kinds of sharks in Australia, Trent said, as we got sharks from the hospital, grainers. We got carpenter sharks, hammerheads, sharks that work for the council, shovel nose. We got sharks that rip you off for your drugs. No, they're fish, stonefish. We got fish that fill you up, gropers. We got them all. We got pudding in your vagina fish, box jellyfish.
All right, Greg the Dive Master back from down under. We are in the studio with a plethora of peoples, fellow dive friends here of Scuba Radio, of course, Bill the Producer, CJ, one of my dive students, Single Scott, and of course, we got three Scuba Radio mermaids in the studio with us today, Angela, Jen, and of course, Nikki.
And they're all wearing different tails.
They're all wearing different tails. And
yeah, baby!
Papa likes. And so they're hanging out with us today because it's been a while. I've been out of the country, and there's no truth to the rumor that I was forced out, by the way. And it was some kind of deportation issue. No, I actually went there by choice. And once again, we'll have plenty of pictures up there at scubaradio.com, as well as some video here within the next week or two. And I'm going to try to post, actually, the itinerary that the Northern Queensland folks there, Donna and the folks there at the tourism office, set us up with. So if you want to go to Australia, you can actually follow the itinerary we did, because it was quite intensive and but very adventurous. I mean, we did everything from, you know, hanging out with koala bears, crocodiles, and kangaroos to hot air ballooning and literally having dinner one evening with the largest pride of lions in the Southern Hemisphere.
What?
I kid you not.
That's amazing.
I know those guys.
You know the lions?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They say hi, Nikki. They do.
Mean they did? They said that?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Just like in the movies, you know, like the Lion King and all that kind of stuff. There's Simba. Where are you going with this exactly?
I wasn't really going to go anywhere with it. I was just going to let you know that I knew them. That's pretty much, I was just going to let, you know, I was only going to go as far as what I did go.
Oh, okay, but we went deeper than we should have.
We're going too far right now.
Yes, before you know, we'll have dug our way all the way through to Australia, and it'll be too late. But anyway,
that's irrelevant.
I did. I had dinner with these lions, the largest pride of lions in the Southern Hemisphere. There was 25 of them, and they literally set up a dinner table in a cage. And we had a really nice dinner.
So you were the dinner?
That's what I was thinking. And then they said, oh, by the way, we have some guests that are going to join us. This is after, on the other side of the cage, there are like three big lions. And they're like looking at you like, you know, like licking their chops. And you're like, okay. And then they said, hold on, we got some more guests that are going to join us. And they open some cage far off in the distance. And next thing you know, 20 more lions come running up to the to the fencing.
You're
to
lying.
And she was waiting for that moment. God bless her. And so they storm the cage, and all of a sudden you're kind of like, and they're fighting over, you know,
table
meat.
Scraps.
Yeah,
you're just flicking stuff off of your.
It was pretty intense. I mean, it was kind of like one of those videos you see on
like
TV.
Like Jackass.
Where the kid's getting too close to the cage. And all of a sudden, the lion reaches out and grabs him, and is like, arr, arr. It was that kind of scene, for sure.
Why did you see that happen, or why was it like that kind of scene?
It just looked like the same type of environment.
You mean it looked like that's what could happen?
Yes, it was. And turn off your cell phones. What is that? But anyway, it was cool. So we did that. That was one of our surface interval activities that we did in Australia. And we're going to post the itinerary up there in the Scuba Radio forum for you to follow if you'd like to go to Australia as well and kind of do some of the things that you heard us talk about on the last couple weeks, the last couple episodes, which, of course, are up there in the archive section at scubaradio.com as well. Now, that's on the forum. Now, also on the Scuba Radio forum, and this is where the big news of the day comes in, is the Scuba Radio Nikki the Mermaid
Woo!
Blog. Yeah, that's worth cheering for herself, I guess.
Go me!
Yummy? Is that what you said?
She said, go me.
Oh, go me. Okay, fair enough. Yeah,
I know, it sounded Japanese, I understand.
Yeah, actually, Nikki does deserve a nice little pat on her back, as amongst other body parts. And we'll explain why next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Joke around a lot here at Scuba Radio. However, we take quality seriously, especially when it comes to the Scuba Radio shirts and hats we offer for sale at scubaradio.com or as giveaways during the show. Look, we wear this stuff too. And no, you deserve better than a t-shirt that's going to be stretched out or faded after one wash, even if it is free. So we went with Designated Diver Sportswear. Designated Diver simply has the finest selection of dive wear on the planet. Look for the Designated Diver brand and find dive retailers around the world. And check out their new designs for 2007, including the new Sea
Bones Pirate Line at designateddiver.com. Use promo code Scuba Radio to receive 10% off your order through December 31st. Plus, all orders over $25 receive a free Designated Diver Dive Flag Auto Tag while supplies last. Stop by the Designated Diver Outlet Store on your next dive trip in Florida and enjoy even more great savings. Located in St. Augustine, just 10 minutes off I-95. Call 888-433-4837 or visit designateddiver.com. Quality clothing designed specifically with scuba divers in mind.
That's Designated Diver Sportswear.
Hey, we are just a week away from a special little thing we're going to do here next week on the show called Tanksgiving. Get it? Tanks.
Oh, that's nice.
Giving.
That's nice.
Not only is there a Dive Foundation, Tank being a special guest we have on the show periodically, actually, I think is in the studio today preparing for next week's extravaganza. His name is Tank.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
We got white meat, dark meat.
Yeah, see, he works at a gentleman's club here in the U.S., which by the way, Tank, I will say, when I was in Australia and exploring all the nighttime activities they had available there, they did have things called, like, gentlemen's clubs, but they had no position like you there at the club.
No, DJ spinning the tunes, no, bringing out the very, very sexy ladies.
Exactly. That was definitely missing in Australia.
How do they know when to come out and shake it for all they got?
I guess it was just a musical cue. They were watching their watches. They were under a strict time limit.
It's not the same.
They were very friendly. Don't get me wrong, but yeah, it was, you weren't, you know, there's not a gig for you in Australia, evidently. That's purely an American type of thing, I guess. But you're getting ready for Thanksgiving, or I should say Tanksgiving next week, right?
That's right.
What is Tanksgiving?
Tanksgiving.
What is he giving?
Oh, we'll have to tune in next week and
find out.
Giving
tanks.
Yes, I'm giving away tanks to everyone.
Being very tankful.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. You'll have to listen. It's going to be a very special afternoon of radio.
Just remember, Nikki, it's better to give than to receive.
Okay.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, boy. All right, that'll be enough. Go back to your room and prepare accordingly there, Tank. Now, Nikki is in the studio. Now, if you've been following her storyline here on the show the last couple months, you'll know that her and Mermaid Abby have been over at 40 Fathom Grotto with Commercial Diving Academy training to be dive instructors. Now, it's been a couple weeks, obviously, since I've been in Australia, since we've got an update from Nikki, but we got some big news today, don't we, Nick?
Yes.
She sounds so excited. That's what you got to love about her, for sure. Actually, this past Tuesday, Nikki, the Scuba Radio Mermaid, has progressed. She is now
an instructor!
We'll talk about the process, how she got there next.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I only sleep with people who cannot help me. Like diving instructors.
Well, there you go, Nikki. May create another opportunity, not one that I think you were striving to achieve.
I just vomited a little bit.
She is a dive instructor. She's now a dive instructor as of Tuesday. Scuba Radio Mermaid Nikki has completed her instructor course. She is now on par with me as far as her dive certification level.
Yeah, but there are many ways she's well above par that you have established.
I set the bar pretty high there, and she's actually matched
me. Well, if low is the new high, then yes.
Yeah, thanks, Nick.
Yeah, it's not a limbo contest, it turns out. It's a high jump.
Oh.
A lot of people get confused by that.
So, but seriously, how do you feel about this? This is quite an accomplishment to go from open water diver or beginning diver.
I'm so excited and stoked. It's the awesomest thing in the entire world.
Yes. So you haven't obviously taught a class
yet. No, not
yet.
I still need to pay all my
You got to get all the final paperwork done.
Yeah.
But you had your final exam, so to speak, this past Tuesday, and I hear from your instructor that
I'm awesome.
I heard that you passed, which is awesome enough, I guess, to do. No, actually, Scott from Commercial Diving Academy, Nikki, seriously said that you did phenomenally well on your final, which is basically what, getting up in front of the class and, doing like a mock presentation, like a teacher?
Yeah, well, we had to do presentations, took a final exam, and we had to do the open water and confined water, like basically simulated teaching people.
Right. So you had to get up in front of, like you're in front of a class and simulate that.
Well, I'm saying we also had to get in the water and simulate like we were teaching people in the water, too.
Demonstrate skills and things like that.
It turns out that Greg did very well on his mock teaching demonstration, and he applied those skills very well. When James and CJ were learning to dive, he mocked them relentlessly. I heard it. He's really good at mocking students.
He was. Jimmy was in tears.
Yes. Well, I if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. That's the way I look at it. Now you're going to schedule your first dive class, and of course, if you want Mermaid Nikki as your dive instructor.
And let's face it, who wouldn't?
Exactly. All you have to do is dial up 888-88-SCUBA, and who knows, we might be able to make that happen for you, because she's going to literally be teaching students here soon once she gets through all the paperwork and that kind of thing. Now, the first class or two, what do you think, Nick? You want me to help assist you? You want me to be like an assistant a helper?
Well, here's the thing. Like, I completely don't need you whatsoever.
Oh.
But if you would feel like... you know, that you were going to be as of some use and maybe put your many, 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 many more years of wisdom, into play, then maybe, if it'll make you feel better, sure, but I completely don't need you whatsoever.
Oh, well, in that case, yeah, I think I better join you. Jeez. All right, no, well, you did well. So, yeah, I don't know, but I would like to just come observe.
Yeah, that would be fun, though.
Not observe her, Bill. I know where you're going with this. I mean,
I've seen you at plenty of events of observing Nikki, yes.
No. That's just not what I'm talking about.
You put the dirty into dirty, old man.
Professional to one guy professional to another. Why did I come back to the States? That is the question going through my mind
right
now.
We're torturing you because you didn't take us with you.
Yes. Well, hey, there's always next time. Or there was until this show. but anyway, I'm very proud of you, Nikki. Hats off to you, and congratulations on your new diving career.
Thank God your hat's off. That's all I got to say.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Cavern, blue hole, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already, what is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
You didn't go cheap when you purchased your dive equipment and photo gear, so don't make that mistake when it comes to protecting your investment. Ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center. These high-performance waterproof art cases come in just about every size and shape imaginable. Storm Cases are stronger, lighter, more secure, and feature pain-free press-and-pull latches that are twice as strong as the knuckle-buster designs of their competitors. Don't settle for anything less. Go to StormCase.com and ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 335. Despite what you may have heard on the docks, hammerhead sharks are not recommended for use in home improvement projects.
You've irritated the tool gods. You must now be smeared with the holy grease of disdain.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And we have Jeff Myers, a COO and Vice President of Training for Dives Alert Network, in the studio. What's the question of the day, Jeff?
Who are you going to call, Greg?
Not Ghostbusters, because that's a really old joke.
Good to hear, because it's the wrong answer.
To what?
To my question.
Oh, what's the question?
In a dive emergency, who are you going to call?
Well, of course, you. You always said I could call you anytime.
And you can, but please don't call me first if you're involved in an emergency.
Well, then who should I call?
Well, that's what we're here to discuss. It seems there's some confusion on who should be called when during an emergency, and so we thought we'd increase everyone's safety if we cleared that up.
Go for it.
The first thing to remember is never, ever put a diver's safety or life in danger by wasting time. Always seek out the closest emergency assistance. If you're in an area covered by the 911 network, call 911. Or if you're in an area not serviced by 911, call the appropriate equivalent.
You shouldn't just call Dan?
If you have access to no other emergency service, by all means, call Dan first, and we'll be there to help. But if there are immediate emergency services at hand, call them.
And then you call Dan?
Yes. Once emergency response has been activated, definitely call Dan next. We'll coordinate the emergency response providers and subsequent medical teams to ensure the diver is getting the treatment and care they need, as well as any other elements that need attention.
So to be clear, if you're dealing with a serious or life-threatening situation, call 911 first and then call Dan.
You got it. Call 911, then call Dan.
What if you're not in an emergency situation, but you need some help?
By all means, call Dan. If you're not sure about a situation, and if you aren't sure about what kind of help you need or where to get it, call Dan. We'll help.
Anytime, day or night?
Our diving emergency hotline is active 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can call it anytime, and if you need to, you can call it collect.
Just so everyone has it, what's the hotline number?
919-684-4DAN.
Okay, everyone get out your cell phones and just enter it now. Go ahead, let's take care of it while we're thinking of it. Enter now, D-A-N. Give me that phone number again.
It's 919-684-4DAN. And for those folks that don't have letters on their keypad, it's 919-684-4326.
Got it. Now, what if I just have a question about something medical? That's in no way an emergency.
We've got a medical information line that operates during regular business hours for that. But please, and we can't stress this enough, if you're having trouble, even if you don't think it's an emergency, don't hesitate to call the hotline if you need assistance. Even if you think it's nothing. If it's enough to raise a question, it's enough to place a call and make sure you're okay.
You know, I made a joke before about calling you, and yes, I was joking, but I have to admit, if I'm not in an emergency situation, if I'm thinking I might have an issue, I'm going to feel inclined to call someone I know at Dan before I call the hotline.
Well, you're not alone. That's actually happened, and more than once. A lot of divers, and most folks in the dive industry, know someone at Dan, and it's natural to want to call a friend before a stranger. But what everyone has to realize is that if you call a friend at Dan, they're going to turn around and do exactly what we're telling you to do here.
Which is?
We're going to call the hotline. Our hotline medics are the experts in dealing with emergencies and dive injuries, and we turn to them just like everyone else.
So if I'm in trouble and I call you?
I'm going to get you to the hotline. Believe me, they're the ones you want on the job. So if you need help, you might as well cut out the middleman and save time by calling the hotline. You'll be in the best of hands.
What about the next time I go diving and I see that 6-foot lobster no one else seems to see, and I just need to tell someone about it?
Give me a call.
Time can be precious, especially in an emergency. If you're in an emergency situation, remember to activate 911 first and then call Dan at 919-684-4DAN. If it's not an emergency, or if you have nowhere else to turn, put them at the top of the list. You've got friends at Dan, but call them in good time. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents.
Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And yes, we're back in the studio. I think Mermaid Nick is actually working on her blog as we speak here at scubaradio.com, updating it accordingly now that she is a Maui Dive instructor, thanks to the folks at Commercial Diving Academy. And I think it's what, cdadive.com, I believe, for Commercial Diving Academy. They did a fine job with Nikki. If they can take a scuba radio mermaid and turn them into an instructor, especially, I mean, think about Nikki in particular, and get her through the program with flying
colors. She is going to come over there and kick you in the head. Are you aware of that?
No, I am very aware that she's well beyond kicking distance.
That's right, punt your cat.
What?
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
I'm glad she's not dyslexic.
Thank you. Yes.
I don't get that.
I do. And we don't want to explain it any more than that. But she is now a dive instructor, and the folks at Commercial Diving Academy have done that there at 40 Fathom Grotto and got her certified to be a dive instructor. And her instructor said, Scott, said she did extremely well. Which, you know, he was surprised. He didn't expect the quality of talent that
he
has evolved
here
out of school.
He never said he was surprised.
Yes, he did, actually.
You lie.
I do not lie.
Just like with the lions.
That's the thing. You know, a lot of people don't give our Scuba Radio Mermaids credit. You know, we have Angela in here.
You're the only one.
No, that's not true. there's a image. There's a, you know.
An expectation.
Exactly. An expectation that people have about our Scuba Radio Mermaids.
When women are that hot, they don't expect them also to be smart, talented,
exactly.
And capable.
That's pretty unfortunate.
It is unfortunate.
Oh, no.
And I explain this to them, but they look at me and they know
and
the
they
reputation
figure,
I have.
How smart of a person could you attract,
exactly.
Is what you're saying.
That is the key. And then I explained to these folks that I said, hey, these girls are very accomplished freedivers.
You are lying again.
Nikki, Angela, Jen, they can all hold their breath for well over 2 minutes. Their past is performing mermaids at the spring there over on the West Coast. And they're very accomplished at their buoyancy because of that. And very good divers.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well,
he's just blabbering now.
You're more than just a pretty face, Nikki. I'm trying to give you a compliment, and you're sitting there, kicking it back at me like that. Here I am trying to be a nice guy, and what do I get? Yeah, I'm trying to explain that yourself, you performed far beyond their expectations. Look at Abby. Abby now is working at Divers Alert Network. She's now an employee for Dan. And she was a former mermaid here with us at Scuba Radio. And it just goes to show that I have an eye for talent.
What?
Yes, it shows that I have, right? Come on, back me up here, Angela.
You know how to pick them, Greg.
Thank you, sir. Yes, I only deal with the best. And
right.
Mermaid Nikki is proof of that. Hey, we got another segment too. Stay close.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Could she stay like that?
I don't know.
We just got a picture of Mermaid Nikki basking in the glory of her dive instructor certification stuff, or, you know, just trying to capture the joy she now has.
You are such a wordsmith.
Thank you. And
you craft the language.
That isn't even a word. Wordsmith.
Absolutely it is. It's what I am.
Yeah. It only took 11 years here on the air with Scuba Radio to get to that point. So
well, you take the English language, you make it like a big steaming pile of something. That's what you do.
Thank you.
Every week. for 2 hours.
It's like that card game I learned in Australia.
Just like it.
It rhymes with shiphead.
That doesn't rhyme, by the way.
Okay.
If it was bithead, it would rhyme.
Yeah, whatever. Nikki is an instructor. Now, Mermaid Angela and Jen are in the studio as well. We have to talk about our little adventure in Las Vegas. Right before we went to Australia, we had the DEMA show, and we had a couple broadcasts that we did of the show from DEMA. But we didn't really talk much about the behind-the-scenes adventures that went...
Will not be talking about that.
No, we can't.
Those are the things that stay in Vegas.
No, I think today, on hour two, we have to delve into that just a tad there, Angela.
Luckily,
we do.
I took plenty of photos so we can recount our adventures here.
Yeah, actually, I see them playing back
video.
On the... Yeah, oh, I got video, all right.
And I burned it.
Oh, no, I made a backup. So we're going to talk about some of this, at least the stuff that we can share without getting arrested. So there's a small percentage, maybe about 10% that we can cover and tell everybody. Because, Angela, face it, you marked off a lot of things on your life list there while we were in Vegas.
Yeah, and you made your life list shorter. You got less time left to get your life list done now.
This is true, yeah. I mean, you're pretty much done after that our little adventure in Las Vegas. I think you marked off a ton of things, actually. Mm-hmm. Now, Nikki had marked these off many years ago, but you're catching up quick.
Yeah.
You follow me?
Yes.
You do, don't
I'm following.
You? Following. Yeah, it involved a wheelchair.
And that's enough of that.
What? And, yeah, there was some dive stuff
elaborate.
In there,
too. I didn't hear about this.
Well, you'll have to stick around for hour two. Nikki.
Well, okay. I planned on it.
Were you? Did you? Okay. I'm just checking. You're a big dive instructor now. I don't know if you might be too big for us.
She's got to go teach.
Exactly.
I got to go instruct and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
No big deal.
Maybe you can teach us something here in hour two. Well, we'll ask Nikki if there's actually some little tidbit of scuba knowledge she'd be willing to share with the world. That's worth sticking around for, isn't it? Hour two on deck. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.